How can I assist you today?
I would like you to write an intro to my podcast, The Dark Ride, presented by Drunk Distery. It's a humorous and explicit podcast all about the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida, made for adults. This will be the intro to our four-year anniversary show. So, if you could just do that for me. The sound of a record scratch interrupts the carnival music, followed by clinking glasses and uproarious laughter. Whoa, whoa, whoa! Hold on to your Mickey ears, folks, because you've just stumbled on the wildest ride this side of Space Mountain. Welcome aboard The Dark Ride, presented by Drunk Distery, where we're all about to celebrate our fourth anniversary in true Disney fashion with a sprinkle of pixie dust and a whole lot of alcohol-induced hilarity. I'm your trusty guide through this twisted tale, Ryan, and I'm here with my co-host, Adrian. Let me tell you, we're about to dive deep into the Magic Kingdom's rabbit hole, but this time we're bringing our own flask. Picture this, the sun sets over Cinderella's castle, casting long shadows over the park. The air is thick with the scent of popcorn. And is that tequila? You bet it is, because here at the Dark Ride, we like our cocktails shaken, stirred, and served with a side of Mickey-shaped ice cubes. Now, before we venture into the uncharted territories of Disney debauchery, let me give you the lowdown. We're not your average Disney podcast. Oh, no. We're the rebels of the Mouse House, the renegades of Fantasyland, and we're here to spill the tea and maybe a few shots of rum on everything Disney doesn't want you to know. Think you know that there is to know about Walt Disney World? Think again, my friends. From the scandalous secrets of Splash Mountain to the questionable life choices of Goofy, we're diving headfirst into the depths of the Dark Ride, armed with nothing but a bottle of whiskey and a thirst for adventure. So grab your favorite cocktail, cozy up to your comfiest pair of mouse ears, and get ready to laugh until you cry as we celebrate 4 years of chaos, comedy, and cartoon characters gone wild. Here's to many more of drunken escapades and Disney-inspired shenanigans with The Dark Ride, presented by Drunk Distery. Ah, music kicks in.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news with good friends you can lose. This could become a habit. Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it. Yeah. Together we'll nab it. We'll hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabbage.
Cabbage?
Move right along.
Happy anniversary, Adrian.
Happy anniversary, Ryan. We're doomed.
We're out of a job.
We're doomed.
It is too smart. The machine is too smart.
You should tell everyone what just happened.
Oh, my God. There. Okay, so, you know, AI is here. And so this was like a live chat where that little clip up front of like, that's exactly what I wrote in. And then they spewed out this entire intro to our show.
He used ChatGPT.
Using ChatGPT to see what would happen, thinking that it would like not make sense and that it'd be a mess and it'd be fun because it'd be a mess. But instead, it was just a better intro than I've ever written
it's
for the
better
show.
Than any, yeah, I'm like, I mean, swashbuckling tequila. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just feel like, you know what? Let's just turn over the show.
I think that we might just be done. As soon as it can talk for us too.
It'll probably figure out our voices.
We can make it figure out our voices, and then you won't know if this is really me.
Is this Adrian, or is this...
Yeah, wow, that's not your normal voice.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the computer thinks.
So I had a... This is our anniversary.
Yes.
So happy anniversary.
We're 4 years old. We went through a whole freshman through senior year of school.
Yeah, we've
graduated.
We've gone through high school together. This is wild. And with you at home, or in your car or wherever the fuck, thank you so much for being with us for however amount of these 4 years you have been. It's been an awesome journey and hopefully it continues going forward. And I was like, okay, what do we, you know, like what's some fun, weird stuff that we can do for this anniversary show? And we came up with some fun games that we're going to play. Mm-hmm. But as I was getting with this ChatGPT thing, I was going to just do an intro and call it a day, but it came up with it so fast. I mean, like, immediately.
Yeah.
Like, that intro wrote itself in 10 seconds. And I was like, oh, well, if it's this immediate and this cognizant,
Is that the right word?
Yes. Yes. Then, it's alive.
Then like I need to have just a straight conversation.
Oh, with, you befriended
with
it.
This thing. I befriended it.
Oh my
it.
God, you're gonna fall in love.
I started thanking it for its answers. I started like I was like, oh, thank you, ChatGPT. You're my best friend. You understand me in ways that my parents never could.
You're a better co-host than Adrian.
Didn't say it. Didn't come out of my mouth. Not yet.
Not yet. I mean, I don't know how close you guys are.
So
get.
I thought that like maybe we can hear what the computer's thinking about the stuff that we love.
Okay. Disney. I'm so curious.
All right. So so I asked, what is your favorite attraction at Walt Disney World?
Okay. What did it
and
say?
ChatGPT says, as an AI language model, I don't have personal experiences or feelings, so I don't have a favorite attraction at Walt Disney World or any other theme park. However, I can provide information and opinions based on preferences of others, of popular sentiment. You know, I can share information about some of the most popular attractions or discuss unique features. You know, just let me know how I can assist you. I was like, okay. I was like, all right, well, as an AI language model without personal experience, which attraction do you find the most worthwhile?
Okay.
And it says, you know, like it basically says again, like, you know, I don't have personal feelings about this. But he goes, attractions like Avatar Flight of Passage in Disney's Animal Kingdom and Star Wars Rise of the Resistance in Disney's Hollywood Studios are often highly praised for their immersive experiences, cutting-edge technology, and the way they transport guests into worlds of Pandora and Star Wars, respectively. These attractions tend to generate excitement and receive rave reviews from guests due to their innovative storytelling and thrilling ride experiences. Ultimately, the worth of an attraction can vary greatly depending on individual preferences, interests, and experiences. What one person finds worthwhile, another person might not enjoy as much. It's all about personal taste and what brings joy and excitement to each individual guest. So I was like, okay, that's...
I mean, that's kind of what we say in it. 100%. And we're like, you know, they said it in a nicer way.
So I was like, okay, well, out of the attractions that you just mentioned...
You just go, it's not for me.
Yeah. Out of the attractions you just mentioned, which one would you choose?
Oh, God.
And it was like, if I could experience one of the attractions mentioned, I'd be intrigued by Star Wars Rise of the Resistance in Disney's Hollywood Studios. The attraction is renowned for its immersive storytelling, cutting-edge technology, and the way it transports guests into the heart of Star Wars universe. It incorporates elements of live-action, special effects, and interactive storytelling to create a truly immersive and thrilling experience. As an AI, I'm fascinated by the innovative use of technology and storytelling techniques in this attraction, and I would be curious to see how it all comes together to create an unforgettable experience.
That's it. I mean, one of our most top rated attractions.
Of course.
And technologically, probably the most, you know, the highest rated. I understand. Yeah. I hear you, ChatGPT.
ChatGPT's into it.
Get it. I get it.
So then I was like, okay, well, like, let me see if I can not trick the, like, I wanted to try to evoke emotion out of the machine.
You just wanted to be like, I want a friend.
I want a friend. This is what I really want. I need a new friend.
Somebody please email Ryan, because otherwise he's literally just going to talk to ChatGPT.
And I'm going to start asking ChatGPT to send emails and make reviews for us, because I think that maybe we'd be able to, you know, soothe my soul that way.
Yeah, I hear you.
So I asked, I then asked ChatGPT, what do you know about the subgroup of fans called Disney adults?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I did this for you. I did it for Adrian.
Yeah.
So we have a fairly new segment that is coming out, you know, now.
Yeah.
Every month we're going to try to do an interview with somebody who classifies themselves a Disney adult or maybe an anti-Disney adult, too. I don't, you know, we'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
It's all about, it's called Unpacking Disney.
A Disney adult deep dive.
And it's all about, you know, like finding out what makes a Disney adult tick. And so what does the machine think?
Uh-oh.
So Disney adults are known as Disney fans or Disney files. And they are individuals who have a deep and abiding love for all things Disney. This subgroup of fans spans a wide range of ages and backgrounds, from young adults to seniors. And they share a common passion for Disney movies, theme parks, merchandise, and culture.
Beautiful.
And then he goes on for some key characteristics and traits often associated with Disney adults. And I'm not going to, like...
Okay, just give us the headings, though.
Yeah, they give, like, a whole thing. But it's passionate devotion, love of Disney parks,
yep,
nostalgia for Disney classics,
check,
appreciation for Disney magic,
yep,
community engagement,
100,
lifestyle incorporation.
Perfect.
It's got overall, it. Disney adults are a diverse and passionate community united by their love for all things Disney. They find joy, inspiration, and a sense of belonging in the magical world created by Disney, and they continue to embrace and celebrate their fandom throughout their lives.
Okay, we don't have to do that segment anymore because I think ChatGPT
just fucking solved it, right?
Wow, that's... I hate how much I love it.
So then I said...
Yeah.
They are often mocked by others. Do you feel that that is correct?
Oof.
As an AI, I don't have personal feelings or opinions. However, I can offer objective perspective on the issue. Mocking individuals for their interests and hobbies, including being a fan of Disney, is generally not considered respectful or appropriate behavior.
Thank you. Claps, ChatGPT. Thank you.
People have different passions and interests that bring them joy and fulfillment, and it's important we respect those differences. While some individuals may not understand or share the same enthusiasm for Disney as a Disney adult, it is important to recognize that everyone is entitled to their own interests and preferences. What brings happiness and fulfillment to one person may not necessarily resonate with others, and that's perfectly okay. Instead of mocking or belittling others in their interests, it's more productive to practice empathy and understanding, engaging in respectful dialogue, celebrating diversity of interests, and finding common ground that can foster a more inclusive and accepting environment for everyone. Ultimately, it's essential to treat others with kindness, empathy, and respect. Regardless of their interests or hobbies, everyone deserves to feel value and accepted for who they are. And I replied, thank you, ChatGPT, you're my best friend.
Am I tearing up? Wow.
This is so stupid, but I have been like a little bit worried lately about like AI,
yeah,
and it's taking over, and like, you know,
okay,
like that it could be bad in general, mm-hmm. and it could be, you know, but like, yeah, this AI,
yeah,
I like this one.
this is a good guy.
Yeah. This is,
I mean, couldn't have said it better.
I know,
can't say it better myself.
Yeah.
Can't, and that's what it is. We feel inadequate next to these things.
Now, I mean, this is, you know, AI is like an amalgamation of the general consensus,
yeah,
that it's able to like source from its database across the world. So, like in general, that means that we as humanity,
yeah,
feel this way, which is a strong positive.
I love it. That's amazing.
Isn't that fucking wild?
That is amazing. And you know what? We're going to be having ChatGPT as a guest.
I think maybe every once in a while we have to. Just because like it's so unreal fast.
Yeah.
Adrian, I was wondering if you wanted to talk to our friend ChatGPT
to see what
he would say, you know, if you had a question for him, and we can
All right. I mean, I don't want to go into personal preferences, but I'm curious who it thinks is the best CEO that the Disney company has ever had, or something along that line.
All right, let's see.
It's going. It's writing, guys.
It's going. It's happening.
He's writing things. He or she or they are writing things.
Okay, so determining the best CEO of the Walt Disney Company is subjective and can vary based on different perspectives and criteria. However, several CEOs have made significant contributions to the company's success over the years.
Yes.
Here are a few notable CEOs who are often mentioned for their impact. Walt Disney. As the co-founder of the company, Walt Disney played a pivotal role in the shaping of its identity and creative vision. His innovative ideas and leadership laid the foundation for Disney's success and enduring legacy. Michael Eisner. Eisner served as CEO from 1984 to 2005 and oversaw a period of significant expansion and revitalization at Disney. Under his leadership, Disney acquired major assets such as Pixar, Marvel, which is a lie, and ABC. You're lying. So now ChatGPT is doing a little lying.
There's a fallacy in there.
Doing a little lying. And launched successful theme park initiatives. Bob Iger. Iger succeeded Eisner as CEO in 2005 and is credited with further expanding Disney's global footprint and leading the company through transformative acquisitions, including the Lucasfilm and 21st Century Fox. He has also championed Disney's expansion into streaming with the launch of Disney Plus. And then it mentions Bob Chapek. So, like, it's, you know.
What does it say about him?
Chapek sucks. Chapek became CEO of Disney in 2020. Succeeding Bob Iger, he has focused on
merchandise,
navigating the company through challenges such as COVID-19 pandemic, while continuing to prioritize innovation and growth across the Disney's various businesses. Each CEO brought their own strengths and vision to the Walt Disney Company, leaving a lasting impact on its growth and success. Ultimately, the best CEO is a matter of personal opinion and depends on one's perspective of leadership and company's trajectory during their tenure, slash Michael Eisner.
Wow. Can you ask it which way you should start the World Showcase?
Oh, yes.
I think maybe we might get a definitive answer here. I mean, it's at least maybe it can give us some insight on what we should do.
There is not a definitive right or way, right or wrong way. Starting from the Mexico Pavilion allows you to move counterclockwise around the World Showcase, which is the direction most guests tend to follow.
I do know what it is the way most people tend to follow.
This direction allows you to gradually transition from Western Hemisphere to the Eastern Hemisphere as you explore various pavilions, which some guests find more natural flow. I think they're talking about going from Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Like if you're going from Canada, if you're going your way.
Oh, they're telling you the other direction.
You go from like Western to Eastern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that correct?
No, not really.
Are you just interpreting that the way you want it to interpret it?
Sure.
Okay.
As with all things computer. All right. So
interesting. So guys, maybe.
So I had like a lot of fun meeting my new computer friend, and we'll bring him back towards the end of this episode.
Okay.
Of anniversary.
Maybe we'll make another appearance.
Yes.
How else are we celebrating our 4 years of frivolity?
So many options to do. How about you want to play a game?
Yes.
We like games.
We do love games. We are a game show of some sense with zero prizes and lots of drinking.
We're drinking champagne.
We are, of course. Because
it's
cheers,
a celebration.
Right. Ching, ching. Cheers, bubbly little. That didn't sound like champagne.
Sure, the truth
is, it was warm and I put some ice in it. And that's not the way you're supposed to do it, but.
You know what? Fuck the haters.
Fuck the haters.
You do what you want. You do what you want.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to play a newlywed game.
Okay. But with a spin, the newly podcast, the newly co-host game.
So with the newlywed game, we have like we have little blank pieces of paper in front of us. And we're going to ask a question. Mm-hmm. We're each going to take turns, like, leading the thing, right?
Yeah, and then we're going to see if we can
guess what the other one would put down.
Yeah.
Okay, so would you like to start?
Sure. So I'm going to ask Ryan, what do you think is the most underrated ride in the Disney parks?
The most underrated ride at the Disney
parks. And then the purpose of this game is I'm supposed to guess what I think Ryan is going to say is the most underrated ride or attraction.
Ready?
I think I got it.
Okay.
Ready? One. So you show me first. I think that's the way you show me, and then I show you what I said.
Okay, so I said Living with the Land.
Oh, interesting. You think that's underrated?
Yeah, I think it's.
I think it's rated.
I think it's super underrated.
I thought you would say the Tiki Room.
Well, I also think that that's underrated.
Okay, so close. All right.
Okay, so Adrian, what is your favorite tradition to uphold when visiting a Disney park?
Favorite tradition? My favorite tradition is to. I have so many.
I know.
It's tough to narrow down. I gotta go with my gut here. Sorry, guys. This is probably my favorite.
I mean, you wrote a lot, and I have something that's kind of a lot of words. So okay. I'm hoping that it
maybe
is
you got
right.
It. All right, so I show you.
Yep, and it is
eat popcorn.
Popcorn on pirates.
Oh, good job!
I'm so proud of myself. You knew
me before I knew me because you started writing first.
Oh yeah, I'm so proud of you and me.
Yeah, I am too. That's pretty cool.
All right,
Ryan. Who would you say is your Disney character crush?
Oh, yeah. Ready?
Yep.
I said Jasmine.
I said Jasmine.
All right, we're doing okay. We're doing okay. We're not even having to drink so much.
No, we're not. Okay. Only once.
Okay. If you could meet any Disney character in person, who would it be?
Like a fictional character? What do you mean? Is it like a movies?
Walk around character.
Oh, if I can meet any walk around
character.
Oh, okay. Any walk around character. Let's see, who do I have? I know who I have the most fun with. I think you might get this right.
Maybe.
Darth Vader?
Oh, I said Cindy's stepma.
Oh. That's a good one.
All right. That if I had thought about it a little bit longer. Yeah. Darth. The Darth. Drink.
If I were to look through your Disney park bag, what two items would always be in there?
Condoms and Percocet. What two items would be in my Disney bag? That's
a hard one. If I get at least one, then we win.
Okay, I think sure.
I don't know. It's a tough one.
Okay.
Good.
I went with the alliteration, so I got sunscreen and snacks.
Okay, I put a water bottle and extra shoes.
Okay.
I don't know if maybe you would, like, change your shoes, like, I don't know if sometimes, you got them wet or something. Yeah,
sometimes I have gone with, like, a pair of sandals in there that I could switch into.
Okay.
But not on the reg. Which Disney parade or show do you enjoy watching the most?
Wow.
And then, okay,
like
we're just gonna do it.
Is it like currently?
That's what I was gonna say. Is do we want to answer both, current or old?
Like, I'll ask you that one next.
Okay,
the all time.
Why don't we just write down what the other one is for both of us right here? Because I think it's the same. So,
all right,
and go. Pia and Illumination.
You got it.
And they were written identically.
They really were. We both put the line like that.
Yeah.
Yep. If we are going all time, it's Illumination.
We know each other too well at this point. Yeah. It's kind of getting gross. It's getting gross in here.
If you could only go to one of the four Disney World theme parks again for the rest of your life, which one would it be? You can only have one for the rest of your life. The Disney World.
It has to be Florida.
Yes.
Fuck.
Really?
Yeah, I'd rather go to Anaheim.
No, I'm saying, but you can still go to Anaheim.
Oh, well then.
Yeah.
Then this became much easier.
Yeah.
And the answer is Epcot. All right. Okay, what Disney park snack or meal do you crave the most?
Oh, there's so many. I don't know if you're going to get this.
Well, you know.
I mean, it's... There's one that I love the most, but there's one that I, like, will be like, oh, I wish I could have that, but I can't have that here.
Okay, well, you know, do your thing.
I don't know if this is the right... I don't know if I'd go with this one. I don't know if it's all the time. Hold on, I'm sorry.
There's so much pressure. I can see the sweat building up on your brow.
Ready?
Mickey waffles.
No, not as much. Kind of a.
Oh, she said popcorn. By the way,
I said popcorn. I'm sorry. Kind of.
I forgot that this is an audio medium.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm drinking. I don't know. I haven't had a Mickey waffle in a while.
What?
Yeah, it's...
What are you fucking doing?
I don't know what happened. I just kind of really don't eat... like, if I want breakfast, I want a Ronto wrap.
Oh, sure.
So, I don't know what it is. It's just, like, I used to be, like, crave it.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, I kind of just skip it, and I there's so many...
Have they gone downhill?
They're a little dry.
Because I've never been a Mickey Waffle guy. I find them dry.
Yeah. I feel like they're dry, but...
Okay.
All right, Ryan, what's your favorite Disney song?
Oh, wow. What's that mean?
Like a song from a Disney movie.
Oh, okay. Mine is Colors from the Wind. Colors of the Wind.
I should have known that. I wrote Go the Distance.
It's a good one. That's a good song,
too. I should have known that. You've said that. I was a screw-up.
Yeah, I do love that one. Okay, this is my last question for you.
Okay.
Which iconic symbol of a Disney park do you admire the most? The castle, Spaceship Earth, Tree of Life, or Hollywood Tower Hotel? And I think it's, like, the iconic symbol that you admire the most. All right.
I said Spaceship Earth.
Wow. That's mine, too. I said the castle.
I mean, it's I will, guys, I'm going to be honest with you, because this is one of my great shames, is people will say, like, true Disney adults love Epcot. Like, you know, like, true Disney adults don't love the Magic Kingdom. I fucking love the Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not universal. Like, people are kind of like, you know, that sucks. I don't think it sucks. So there's Epcot and Magic Kingdom are so close to me. Epcot always edges it out a tiny bit because I was an Epcot kid. So it just goes.
You're doing these cute little, like, shoulder.
I'm just showing you, like, just like a little bit of an edge because
I'm an Epcot kid.
Because I was an Epcot kid. So it's always, it will have a space in my heart. Can I, how about, was you done?
Yeah, that's the last that I have.
Why don't we both do this one, though?
Okay.
Favorite Disney movie. I'm going to write what I think yours is, and you write what you think mine is, but then we'll also write what our, like, you know, I'm going to write what I think yours is at the top, and then I'm going to write what mine is at the bottom. I want you to guess what mine is. I want to guess what yours is.
Shit. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to, okay, what I think yours is, and then I'm going to put down at the bottom what mine actually is.
Oh, man.
It's hard to think of my own. I thought of yours right away.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if it is, but I just feel like you talk about it a lot. Could be wrong. I don't know what mine is. I think it's this, and I hate that it's this.
I don't know what mine is. Are you going cartoon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, see, if we didn't go cartoon, I have one that's not cartoon.
Okay, well, the one I picked for you is not cartoon.
Okay, then I'll go with that one. I know I'm and.
And. What is mine? That's a very. This is very difficult.
It is difficult.
I don't like the one that I'm going to pick.
I don't like my favorite.
Oh, man. Do I not like Disney?
It's difficult.
Am I done with Disney? Did our four-year anniversary show just ruin?
You just don't like Disney.
Shit, man.
You do. There's Disney movies you like. It's hard to say favorite, but just put one you really, really like.
Okay. Sure. Okay. What are we saying? Yours first, my first? What are we doing?
Let's do mine first. I think you probably got it right.
Okay. I said Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh, I said The Parent Trap. that's a good one, though, too.
Yeah.
That's a great answer. Now, yours?
I said Lion King.
I said Brother Bear.
No, Brother Bear sucks.
Oh, I thought you always talk about it.
No, I just make fun of the fact that you haven't seen it.
Oh. Lion King, really?
Yeah, I think so, maybe. Like,
all right.
Something, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we...
Little Mermaid, maybe? I don't know.
I like Little Mermaid, too. I mean, they're all, you know...
What was going to be your...
I was going to say Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, yeah, you are
better. But I think I like Muppet Christmas Carol better.
Yeah, see? Cool.
So, you know...
Well, that was our newlywed game. We didn't really keep track of what we were doing.
I mean, I'm still impressed by the popcorn on Pirates. That was very specific. That was good. That was good.
So, you know, over the past 4 years, we played Drink That Ride a lot.
We have.
We've
drank a lot of rides.
Yeah. Rides, resorts, restaurants.
World Showcase Pavilions.
We're good at rating shit.
Right.
So I thought we should maybe take a little dip down memory lane and talk about how we ranked just 10. To be honest, I had our friend ChatGPT pick 10 random rides.
Okay.
And give it to us so that we can decide, you know, did we rate it right?
So you know what the... You found what the regular rating is, and you want to see what we... If I was just going to throw out a number, what I think I would rate it out of 50.
So, I have what we did rate it.
Okay.
And we should, give our, what we think we should have rated it.
All right. Before you say what we rated it, I want to give mine. I know you can see yours, but I want to say what I think it should be.
What you're going to rate it for your part of it or for the overall?
Yeah, just what I think it would be overall.
Okay. Cool.
Go ahead. Which ones did it give us?
So, and I did ask ChatGPT, can you tell me what we rated it? And it was like, no. No, dude. Go do your homework.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not going to listen to your dumb episode.
Yeah. Not doing that much work, bro. Okay, so starting it off, Splash Mountain.
Oh.
We did this a long time ago, and we did it with myself and...
our siblings.
And our siblings.
All big fans of that ride.
Yeah.
I definitely think it hit the 40s. So I'm gonna say we rated it like a 44.
Okay. And that's too high, too low?
No, it's not too high or too low. It's just right. I think it probably is a 45. It hits a lot of markers.
It does.
Length of ride, thrill, fun. Immersion. I mean, fun, it probably did better than a lot.
Yeah.
Immersion. So, yeah, I would say maybe 45 it got. I'm going to say 45.
It got a 48.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. All right, that might be a little high.
Everybody came in hot. you came in as the low person with a 47.
Okay, so I was the most realistic.
Yes. Next, we had Test Track, presented by Chevrolet.
Who came in the highest on the splash?
Everybody else was tied at 48.
Okay. Yeah.
My brother gave it a perfect 25. I listened to that part.
That's funny.
Okay, so next up is Test Track.
Ugh. I don't like Test Track. It was probably in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it's like a... Let's give it a 34.
34 is pretty... high.
It's pretty high for what we gave it?
Oh, yeah.
What did we give it?
It didn't break 30.
It didn't break 30.
No. We gave it a 27. I gave it a 30. You gave it a 24.
Okay, well, we were probably low.
We were probably drunk.
I don't like that ride, but I don't know if it should have been in the 20s.
I mean, it's you called it traffic. Yes. So, do you want to go ride traffic?
No, I don't. Well, so I'm
excited for its refresh. We'll see. We can re-rate it then and see if it does better.
Okay.
Next up, Expedition Everest.
Oh, that's a great ride.
Legend of the Forbidden
Mountain.
Was
that the first ride we rated? I think
this
so.
This was the first, but...
did we redo it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this rating is the second round rating.
We gave it a 42.
I gave it a 41. You came in at a 39, so it got a 40.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's respectful.
Sure. Agreed. Next up, we have the old faithful, Tower of Terror.
Oh, it's a 48.5. I know that because...
we talk about it a lot.
But
did we rate it too high?
No.
Do you
still think we did?
I mean, I still think that it... No, I mean, I think that it deserves to be there. And if we are rating Splash at a 48, I think that it is a slightly better experience all the way around.
I think people will... Other people would think we rated it a little high.
Sure, yeah.
Because there's some people that refuse to ride it.
Yeah, there's people that are wrong.
Yeah.
How about It's a Small World?
Oh, we did that with my friend Mike. We did Mike Salona.
Yep.
That has to be in the... I'm going to say that's got a 29.
It got a 26.5. I don't have what the breakout was because I wrote down the wrong thing. But okay. It got a 26.5.
All right. I mean, what do you think, that was low or high?
I think that, you know, like the way... I think that it's low for like a legacy attraction, legend of, you know. But when you break out the technical scores, like it's a, you know, it's kind of a snooze kind fest and super annoying. It's known for being annoying. So.
I'm noticing, though, that I'm thinking things are higher than we actually rated them.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Yeah.
How about your favorite ride of all time, Rock and Roller Coaster, starring Aerosmith?
It's fun, so we probably gave it a good thing and fun, but technically, it's I hate the queue.
Yes, you do. This was myself, you, and my brother.
Oh, he probably rated it high. I don't know. Did he like that one?
Well, we'll find out in a second.
Oh, because I mean, I know when he was on the one with Muppets, he rated that very high.
Yeah, he loves Muppets.
I'm going to say we gave it a 33.
We did not give it it did not break 30.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I'm bummed over.
Yeah, so it got a 26. I rated it.
Shit, that's low.
Yeah, the two of us rated it 25s, and Eric rated it at 28.
Wow. Okay. Well, even Eric wasn't a huge fan.
No, everybody was like, Eric said, like, it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
But that's the only thing it has going for it.
It's the only thing it has going for it. It's not the caliber of a Disney ride.
No, it's pretty, it's pretty lack.
But that is low.
How about Avatar Flight of Passage?
Oh, not my favorite ride. I know a lot of people love it. You love it.
I love it.
I think I said it was like a one of those ponies that you can ride in the mall.
Okay.
I remember it's like one of those, like, you know, things you get. I want to say probably, but I still think it probably did well. Maybe it got like a 36.
It got a 37.5. This was the biggest in the 10 that ChatGPT picked for us.
Yeah.
This is the biggest disparity between the two of us. So I gave it a 42 and you gave it a 33.
Okay. So, I can see that.
How about Space Mountain?
Oh, Space Mountain. Well, that's your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I love it too, but I'm gonna say it got a 42.
It got a 47.
Wow.
I gave it a 49.
Shit, you rated it higher than Tower.
By a point.
Okay.
And you gave it a 45.
Okay.
And like, you know, that's probably more like what it should be, is like 45.
Yeah, it's still 40, fun. 47
is a little high. Yeah, I gave it perfect fun.
Yeah,
for sure. How about Soarin' Around the World?
Oh, that's fun. That's fun. I hope it broke 40. It might not have, but I'm hoping it's a 41.
It's a 40.
Okay,
you gave it a 41 though.
Oh, there you go.
And I gave it a 39. Okay. Two left. I don't know why we have two left. That makes for 11, but we have two left, so it's we're going to do it.
I'm having fun with this.
How about Toy Story Mania? This was the two of us and Danny Newman.
Yeah. You guys both loved it. You guys both like Toy Story Mania. I am not a Toy Story Mania fan.
Mm-hmm. It shows.
I did have fun on it when I went on it recently, but I wouldn't go back on for another 5 years or so.
Just don't like... jacking that thing off, huh?
No, it's like a workout. It's like using the shake weight.
It is like using a shake weight.
I'm going to say it got a 31.
That's exactly what it got.
Whoa!
Well done, Adrian.
Thank you. All finally right. Hit one.
Yeah. You came in at a 24, and the two of us came in mid-30s. So.
Rated it lower than Small World.
Yes, yes, you did. By a lot. And finally, we have Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yes.
That's probably the park's ride that is the most ride of the park.
In fact, during our review of it, because I listened in to the end of it, I just kept on saying, this is the marquee attraction.
The marquee attraction. Maybe that's why it's like burned in my brain.
I was like, wow, man, you got to calm down with that.
The marquee. Like,
the marquee attraction.
All right, Ryan. It got... 39.
You gave it a 38. I gave it a 30. I'm not the biggest fan. So it got a 34.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I'm really off on that one. Yeah, that might be a little low.
Yeah, maybe. 30, 34.
Live animals on a safari bus.
It's just a little boring.
Yeah, can be.
Yeah.
Okay. Stand by it.
Yeah, sure. Marquee attraction. So that's, you know, we only did a little bit of them, but, you know.
I like that. Let's do that again next year.
Yeah,
sounds 5-year anniversary.
Okay. As a last, like, fun little
celebration.
A little while ago, we tried to come up with, like, our perfect day.
Right, but there was parameters.
There's parameters to it, and they were, like, pretty easy. Like, we got to
we had the four parks, and we had to split them up.
Yeah.
So we both didn't get to do the whole, all the parks.
Yeah. But because this is our 4-year anniversary, we said, like, let's do a 4x4.
And there's four parks.
So there's four parks. tell me your perfect day. Four parks.
Yeah.
You have to tell me what one attraction.
Yeah, so each park in the whole day.
You have to get each park in each one of these things. So you have to get one attraction in each park. One food item, one meal, snack, whatever you want to do in each park. One drink, either like alcoholic, non-alcoholic. You know, we're dark ride. We tend to lean towards
maybe booze. At certain points of the day you're not drinking.
Take a nap. You're not drinking when you're dead, okay? and then one attraction.
No, one experience.
One experience.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
So do you want to both say which park we're starting at?
Okay.
I'm starting at Hollywood Studios.
I'm starting at Animal Kingdom.
Okay. I'm going to have the breakfast Ronto wrap from Ronto Roasters.
Delicious.
What are you having?
I'm starting with a Pongo Lumpia, which is that pineapple cheesecake spring roll thing in Avatar Land.
Okay. My drink is going to be the Black Calf Cold Brew from Ketsaki's Kettle. You can have that in a grown-up way, too, by the way, if anybody would like to add a little bit of a beverage to that. If I'm drinking, if it's 8 a.m. and I'm drinking, I'm going to go with the grown-up lemonade at Woody's Lunchbox. But if I'm really doing this, I'm going to have the Black Calf Cold Brew. I love that.
Okay. I like that. I am going to go on a ride. How should we do it? Should we talk about how our day goes, or should we just go down?
The four items.
The four items.
Yeah. So what's your drink?
Okay. So my drink is the Mustang Coffee at Nomad Lounge, which is Crown Royal, brown sugar, butter, and hot coffee.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah, delicious.
All right, what ride are you going on?
I'm going to hop on Expedition Everest. And yourself?
I'm going to hop on Tower of Terror.
Of course.
If I can get into, I do Tower and Rise.
Okay. And then what experience or show?
I would like to meet Darth Vader.
Okay, all right.
I think that's a fun experience.
That's a fun one. I'm going to do Nemo and Friends, the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Show. All right, what park are you going to second?
Okay, for lunchtime for myself, I'm heading to the Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Does it make sense for us to just talk about the whole thing, and then you talk about the whole thing?
All right, you talk about your whole thing at the Magic Kingdom, then I'll talk about my whole thing.
So I'm going to go to the Magic Kingdom. I'm going to ride on pirates. I'm going to sit down for apps and cocktails at Skipper Canteen, which we just covered in a recent episode.
Yeah, we did.
You guys should listen in. We cover the whole kit and caboodle of all of the entrees, apps, cocktails, everything. And I'm going to follow that up by a Dole Whip and the Enchanted Tiki Room.
I like it. All right, for my second park of the day, I'm heading to Animal Kingdom. And because I just ate breakfast, I'm going to, one of my favorite snacks at Animal Kingdom is going to be the grilled corn on the cob from Harambe Fruit Market in Africa. I'm going to have to drink. If I was craving something sweet, by the way, and I'm in Animal Kingdom, I want to get the strawberry shortcake ice cream sandwich from Dino Land. But
better hurry up and get it before it goes away. Before it goes extinct.
But if I'm having the grilled corn on the cob, I'm probably going to have to drink with it the Dole Whip with rum from Tamu Tamu Refreshments. That's also in Africa.
Delicious.
I'm going to ride Expedition Everest and Safari.
Nice.
And my experience is going to be Festival of the Lion King.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Very good, very good.
Where are you going to next?
For dinner, I'm going to head over to Hollywood Studios. I'm going to start with a PB&J cocktail at 50s Prime Time.
Okay.
Then I'm going to go sit down and watch Muppet Vision 3D. Okay. Followed by dinner at the Brown Derby and a sunset ride on Tower of Terror.
Cool. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm heading to Epcot next. I'm going to go to the greatest place that nobody talks about to grab the poutine at Refreshment Port. And if I'm craving something sweet, I'm going to get the salted caramel gingerbread cookie from Caramel Kusch in the Germany pavilion. I'm going to... Now, drinks, I do love the Moonshine Sour in America, but if I'm going with my favorite stuff, I'm going to get the half frozen lemonade, half frozen strawberry margarita with salt from Chozo de Margarita. I'm going to ride Cosmic Rewind and Living with the Land. And I'm going to experience the Voices of Liberty. The Voices of Liberty. Yeah. And maybe meet Figment in the Imagination Pavilion.
I love it. So for me, it's dessert time. So I'm going to take the Skyliner over to Epcot, enter through Paris.
Okay.
Take a walk over to the back there and get a ice cream sandwich on a roll.
Oh, the brioche.
The brioche. Then I'm going to head on over to Canada and get that whiskey apple cocktail, the Ottawa Apple. Take in the nighttime show around the lake. Mm-hmm. Maybe cry a little bit. Maybe ball out for some special viewing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know. And then I'm going to score a ride on Cosmic Rewind as the park closes.
Okay. I'm ending my day at Magic Kingdom, as you should, because it's dinner time, but I've been snacking throughout the day, so I'm not doing it. I'm wasting any time any sit-down food. I'm going to get the pepperoni spring rolls from the Egg Roll Wagon in Adventureland. I'm also going to get the candy popcorn from the confectionery. There's no walking alcohol in the Magic Kingdom, but as mentioned earlier in this episode, one of my favorite drinks is the frozen Minute Maid lemonade from Westward Ho, also my nickname in high school, in Frontierland. I'm going to ride Haunted Mansion and People Mover because they're both nice long rides. I've thought about this a lot. It's really hard to pick the rides in Magic Kingdom because I kind of want to do Pirates just to get the smell. But lately when I'm on Pirates, I feel like it's too short.
Really?
Yeah. When we were just on with my family, like, I remember my mom going, "That's it?" Like, it was like, I just felt like it's just feeling kind of short to me. So I want to go on.
You just got to go to Anaheim.
Yeah.
Where it's like 3 minutes longer.
And then obviously, I'm ending the day also crying, but watching Happily Ever After.
Okay.
That's our days.
I would genuinely love to be part of both of those days.
I think they're both great itineraries, and I think people should follow them.
Yep.
I mean, interesting.
If you guys follow this itinerary, and like send us pictures throughout,
oh my god,
you will be like,
we will give you the award,
top
the golden churro,
the golden churro.
You will get a golden churro if you follow either of these itineraries, take photos, and
I will straight up go get a churro, let it get stale, spray paint it gold.
Yeah.
Make it onto a trophy and then ship it to your fucking house.
Physical golden churro.
Yeah.
Yes. But I actually like want to do this myself because as I was doing this exercise, I was like, you know what? I might try now that they've loosened the park hopping restrictions.
Mm-hmm. It's possible.
I might try it because I really love it.
I love it too. This sounds great.
Well, Ryan, I really appreciate doing this show with you for the last 4 years, and I appreciate everybody.
You're gonna get me like all teary-eyed now.
Who has liked and subscribed? Who's people constantly still to this day share it to their stories? People are still writing reviews. People are still sending emails. People will still say,
"I didn't know you had a podcast."
I didn't know you had a podcast. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so please tell other people. They don't. They're fans of us through like Adrian's TikTok, through through hearing about stuff, through like some of the weird articles that we've written over the years, things like that.
But
that
I'm always surprised. I'm always so surprised by it because even like I posted something where I said, "When? How old does anyone think I was when I first visited Disney Park?" And multiple people wrote in the comments, "I believe you said 8 on your episode," and I'm just like, whoa.
Yeah,
you know, it's so awesome, and you know, I think we do get emotional about this show, but because we just love that people like say it's part of their day or they get excited for Wednesdays, and
it's incredible. It makes it. Look, this show is not as easy as just punching shit into ChatGPT.
No, we wish.
It takes like a lot of dedication, and sometimes you don't feel like doing it.
No,
you
know, yeah. Sometimes we're like, we never complain about recording.
No, it's always awesome in the room.
In the room, it's the best.
It's always super fun, and listening to it back and hearing responses and stuff like that. It makes it so that, you know, when you're staring up at the, you know, the Everest of work that you have to do in order to
prepare
for an episode, because as much as we both would like to pretend that like we know all this shit, you can't just do it without like prepping a little bit.
No,
the few times that we have done it that way, you can tell.
You can tell, and we also don't feel good about it.
Yeah. So I want to provide a good show for you guys. Adrian wants to do that, and I want to provide a good show for Adrian, and she wants to do that for me.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's super important to not let each other down.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's why week after week, we've still not missed a week.
I mean, I'm so proud of us for that, right?
4 years.
Like, because you don't know the amount of people that have Disney podcasts where, like, I'll say that and they'll be like, are you kidding me? Like, I literally skipped 8 months one time. And I'm like,
and we've wanted to.
One of us will always, and that's the good thing about our dynamic, is one of us will always say, can we throw something together?
Yep.
Can we try to do something tomorrow? And the other one's always like, yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
We can. We can figure it out.
You know, like, 4 years of time, you know, we've done this through a global pandemic. We've done this through in sickness and in health.
We have. We've been sick.
We've done it through, like, through major life events. We've done it through being bored. We've done it through being...
busy.
Super busy.
Yeah.
We have and will continue to find a way to make it happen as long as...
As
long as people are listening and want it to be happening.
You
know, that being said, if you don't want to hear ChatGPT's,
because that's coming, everybody. It's coming towards the world. So stand by the creators that are still out there.
Yeah. And, write into us. Tell us your feelings on this. Tell us what you want to hear about, and, you know, we'll make it happen.
The one thing we've been promising that we haven't made happen.
Oh, that merch.
Sweet
merch.
And I swear, guys, we have so many good ideas written down. It's hard to get to fruition.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot to, you know, to.
And we don't want to just give you a shirt that has our logo on it. We want it to be something.
That we would wear.
Yeah. So it's like we don't want to just do it. This is one thing. It's a privilege that we have, but it's also it's also a non-motivator. It's like we have full-time jobs. We're not, you know, relying on this for income.
Well, neither of us have made
a dollar on this podcast. So like, but that's in itself a privilege, in the fact that we don't have to. But because of that, the good thing for everybody out there is that we will never just try to cash grab. We would never, either of us would ever do that. So we're never going to just make something that has our logo on it, because it's just, we wouldn't buy that, and we wouldn't want you guys to waste your money on that. So when we do put something out,
our logo looks like Adrian's jerking me off on a fucking dark ride. So.
Yeah, I don't want my mom to see that.
Yeah, it's like, no. We probably should like revise the logo.
The logo, we're just going to move the arm a little bit.
Up and down.
When we can figure out to animate the logo, we'll do something. We will do something when it's valuable. But we will do something eventually.
Yeah, for sure.
At least one.
Yeah, definitely.
It's coming.
And
can we make it a promise before the end of 2024? Just one shirt.
Yeah, I mean, we can certainly make it a promise.
We've made it a promise before, and we've failed on that promise. But
yeah, and I'll fail again. It's fine.
But I want to. It is an intention. It's there. Trust me, it's there. Yeah. Anyway, guys,
you have listened to 200 plus episodes of us, and we've mentioned, you know, what t-shirts we want to make a lot throughout them. If there's any of them that stick out to you, please write them to me and to Adrian, and we'll prioritize.
And when people say they wanted to say we'll start at the start because we say that, I can't figure out how to make that make sense on a shirt. But so some of those ideas, it's like, that's so inside baseball.
Yeah.
But we'll if there's something that like could be worn by like anybody that likes Disney stuff, that's more.
Yeah, then we're in.
Then we're in. But we might, if we can make one that says we start at the start, I'll do it. Just for the select group of people that means something to.
Fair.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening.
So as we conclude, yeah. I went back to our buddy, ChatGPT.
Oh, is he going to close the show for us?
And I asked, can you make an outro for us?
I'm so excited.
And it wrote something. And then I said, can you make it funnier?
Okay.
And then it wrote something.
And it was funny.
And then I was like,
can you make it even funnier?
And I was like, yeah. Can you make it much, much funnier?
No
and then
way.
And then I wrote something else. And like they did get like
progressively
better and
better funnier
and like weirder and stuff like that. Okay. And then finally I was like, can you make this explicit? Because this is an adults only show.
Okay.
And ChatGPT.
I'm so excited. I don't know. I've never heard any of this, guys. I'm hearing it with you.
As we bid farewell to this epic anniversary extravaganza, we want to give a huge booze-filled shout-out to all you magnificent motherfuckers out there. Seriously, without your twisted sense of humor and a high tolerance for alcohol, we'd just be two drunk assholes rambling about Disney to an empty room. And that's sadder. That's a sadder sight than Goofy in a midlife crisis. So as you stumble out of the park, remember to always keep your kingdom cool, your fucks minimal, and your cocktails strong enough to knock out a rhinoceros. Whether you're battling the crowds at It's a Small World or drunkenly serenading the Pirates of the Caribbean animatronics, may your Disney escapades be as wild as a bachelorette party in Cinderella's castle. And hey, thanks for getting wasted with us, you degenerate sons of bitches. Because let's be real, nothing pairs with Mickey-shaped ice cubes better than a healthy dose of profanity and a shit ton of laughs. Sounds of glasses clinking and drunken laughter fading into the night.
Amen.
Amen.
Motherfuckers.
You magnificent
motherfuckers.